The Lad and the North Wind. The Wonderful Cloth. One day a poor woman was making some porridge. She sent her son to the cupboard for some meal. As the lad got the meal, the North Wind came along, puffing and blowing. He puffed at the meal and blew it away. The lad went back to the cupboard for more meal, but the North Wind blew it away a second time. The lad got more meal, and a third time the North Wind blew it away. Then the lad became angry. "I will go to the North Wind and make him give me back my meal," he said. He walked and walked until he came to the North Wind's house. "Good day, North Wind," said the lad. "Good day," roared the North Wind. "What do you want?"
"I want my meal," said the lad. "We are poor and we need it."
"Your meal is not here," said the wind. "But because you are poor, I will give you this cloth instead. When you want food, just say, 'Cloth, spread yourself,' and you will have plenty to eat."
Thank you, North Wind," said the lad. "This cloth is certainly worth more than the meal," and he set out for home.
The lad could not get home that night, so he went to an inn to stay.
"I am very hungry," thought the lad. "I will get out my magic cloth and see if it will give me some bread and meat."
Then he laid the cloth on the table and said, "Cloth, spread yourself." At once he had a fine supper.
"What a wonderful cloth,"
the innkeeper said to himself.
"I wish it were mine."
Late that night, the innkeeper went quietly to the room where the boy slept. He took away the magic cloth and put another cloth in its place. In the morning, the lad took the cloth and went home to his mother.
"Where have you been, my son?"
she asked.
"Oh, I have been to visit the North Wind," said the lad. "I went to get our meal back, but he did not have it. He gave me this cloth instead. When I say, 'Cloth, spread yourself,' it gives me all the good things I can eat."
"I can't believe that is true," said his mother, "until I see it myself." So the boy laid the cloth on the table and said, "Cloth, spread yourself." But the cloth did not give him any food. He was too surprised to say a word.